55. Caleb. Caleb. Caleb looked up from his position on his stomach. Riley Valentine stood over him, her sharp, accusing eyes glaring at him past her overly beakish nose. Valentine, he snarled. He knew where he was, face down on the street in Seattle. He knew what she was, too, a forced figment of his imagination, an apparition the enemy he had bounced off in the collective had caused his mind to make real. You're not here. He was still trying to come to terms with what had happened. The sudden pressure and pain of Ishek's push and the vibration of the push back. That single, nearly fatal instant had given him two crucial pieces of information. One, he knew where the enemy was. Two, he knew there were some kind of twisted amalgamation of Relia and intellect. A monster embedded with a machine. You let me down, Marine, Valentine said. You call yourself a raider? Are you kidding? I gave you one job. One simple job a damn monkey could have done. She raised her pistol toward his face. Caleb stared at the gun. It didn't matter that part of his mind knew it wasn't real. The other part that saw her, heard her, had decided it was. And it would determine the bullet that left the gun was real too, along with the deadly wound it would cause. My use for you is at an end, Valentine said, finger moving on the trigger. She vanished before she could shoot. Get up, Max said, pushing himself off Caleb's back. We need to stop it before it kills everyone. Caleb pushed himself to his feet and glanced at the intellect. You mean the hallucinations? The neural disruption, yes. The signal is powerful. Stay within a few meters, or you'll be outside my ability to jam it. I know where it's coming from, Caleb said. Affirmation. Lead the way. Ha 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 ha. Caleb looked at the skin's HUD, which Max had hacked to connect to the combat network. They were a few blocks from Stacker's position, which was in the opposite direction of the target. It appeared Beta Squad was in trouble. Red marks surrounded the unit, which itself was spread out in a disorganized pattern. Not only were they likely seeing things, but they had real threats all around them. He had to make a choice. Go for the Axon and Relia hybrid, creating the disruption to give the unit a fighting chance against the opposition, or double back and save the Centurions. Consideration. Their lives don't matter in the larger equation, Max said, apparently looking at the same data he was taking in. It was a cold, callous statement to make. But what should he expect from a machine? Sheriff Duke is equivalently exposed. That was the more important point. If Hayden was hallucinating, Craig could waltz right past him without interference, and the interlink would be gone. In that sense, Max was right. If that happened, Stacker's life wouldn't matter, because it would already be too late. It was an impossible situation with no good choices. But those were Reapers surrounding Beta Squad. He had frozen them before. He could do it again and buy them time. We can't. We're too weak. Caleb could sense the damage Ishek had taken. While the Advocate could heal, it would still take time they didn't have. And he was wasting time trying to make a decision. He turned in the direction of the hybrid. Let's go, he said to Max, breaking into an all-out sprint. Max reacted instantly, running up behind him and then quickly catching up. They sprinted up the street, away from Stacker and Beta Squad. It burned Caleb to leave them to fend for themselves, but what else could he do? He had triangulated the location of the hybrid on the way down. Now he looked to where it was stationed, his eyes landing on the rusted metal framework of what appeared to have once been a series of geodesic spheres. Metal catwalks were visible inside the spheres among overgrown weeds and vegetation. Caleb remembered having seen the structure online, back when the Trife were still something dreamed up in a sci-fi novel. It had once been filled with all kinds of plants, designed as a relaxing retreat for the employees of the company that built it. The hybrid was in there somewhere, out of sight, within the brush. There, Caleb said, pointing it out to Max. Affirmation. Max replied. I should have calculated. It's using the structure to amplify the disruption. If we damage the structure, can we break the amplification? Possibility. Caleb used his eyes to activate the skin's weapon systems. He pointed his hand at the building, lifting his palm toward it and releasing a blast of energy. The blue beam hit the frame, cutting through one of the rusted crossbeams. Almost immediately, the red marks near Beta began to move, turning away from the Centurions and heading in their direction. More Reapers appeared ahead, suddenly pouring out of the surrounding buildings in response to the direct attack. "I don't think it like that," Max said. "Ha ha ha ha."
"Then it isn't going to like this," Caleb replied,
sending out another beam that sliced the first bar completely from the structure. It dropped and bounced off a lower portion before crashing to the ground.
"You'll need to cut 8 more bars to have a beneficial effect," Max said.
"You know which ones to hit. You cut the pipes while I kill Reapers."
"Confirmation."
Caleb swept his eyes across the tide of incoming human trife hybrids.
"Knuckle up, Card," he whispered,
steeling himself against the approaching horde. He raised both palms, gathering power from the skin and taking aim. There were just so many.
"Ishek, if you can give me anything, now is the time."
"I will do my best."
"So will I."
He unleashed the energy beams from the skin, the first blast tearing a Reaper in half while the second cut off another's legs. He shifted his hands and fired again, sending out bursts of energy as quickly as he could, dropping a creature with almost every shot. Max fired at the structure, energy slicing through the old frame and breaking the beams away. A second one fell to the ground, quickly followed by a third. But the Reapers were closing fast. Caleb continued to spew energy as quickly as he could, killing the Relia one after another and opening spaces at the front of the line that were almost immediately filled by others. He checked his HUD, watching the red marks approaching from behind. He pivoted, aiming his hands in 2 different directions and firing without aiming. There were so many Reapers it was almost impossible to miss. Even the most wayward shots did damage. It wasn't enough. The Reapers continued to close, adjusting their ranks to create a collapsing circle around the pair. Max kept shooting, another beam falling away. The structure started to groan, threatening to collapse from the damage.
"Ishek, help me," Caleb growled,
heart pounding as the front lines closed within 10 meters. His power levels had already drained to nearly 50%. He couldn't keep this up for long. A change in pressure in Caleb's head signaled the surge of Ishek's power. 2 of the Reapers changed direction suddenly, leaping at the Relia closest to them. The creatures got tangled together as they fought, pushing into others and disrupting the entire group. 2 more did the same a second later, the sudden chaos slowing the whole line.
"Max, time," Caleb shouted.
20 seconds,
Max replied, cutting another beam away.
"Ha ha 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 ha."
They were almost there. It wasn't going to be enough. One of the Reapers got close enough to lunge at Max, distracting him while he turned and batted the creature aside, blasting it at the same time he knocked it aside. Caleb pivoted in that direction, shooting at a second Reaper, and then a third, taking out the fastest of the creatures. The rest of the horde continued to close. 8 meters. 7. 6. The 7th beam fell. At that moment, Caleb realized that even if they stopped the hallucinations, even if they got Alpha and Beta back into the fight, there was a good chance it wasn't going to be enough. There were too many Relia, and killing them was taking too long. The alien ships would be here soon. So would Crake. The Horde would stop them before they could stop it. 5 meters. 4. Caleb continued unleashing energy from the skin.
Maybe he would go down. But he would go down fighting.
He turned to face the structure, eyeing the Reapers ahead.
"Are you insane?"
Then he charged, rushing forward to meet them, shouting out loud. He was ready to dive into their midst when a blast of plasma swept into them, knocking a handful aside. Another followed, and then another, arcing down from the parabellum as it strafed across the field. Caleb looked up at it as it went past, unsure whether to cheer Isaac's bravery or curse his stupidity. He was supposed to have left the area, not play hero. There was nothing he could do about it now. The unexpected air assault did succeed in throwing the Reapers into greater disarray, freezing their advance for a precious few seconds. Caleb found new targets to shoot, still blasting at the creatures with the sinking understanding that even the aid of the dropship wasn't going to be enough.
"Completion!"
Max shouted victoriously as the last of the beams broke away and one of the spheres collapsed on itself with a clang and a rumble. The Reapers froze as one for a moment, as if they were all receiving new instructions in the wake of the collapse. Then they resumed their assault as if nothing had happened. But something had indeed happened. The amplification was gone. The neural disruption range was now limited. The reason for the hybrid to stay out of the fight had ended. Caleb didn't see the attack coming. He only felt the result. One moment, he was facing down a pair of Reapers. The next, a large, dark shape exploded from the spheres. One of its tentacles snapped out and hit him hard in the chest, throwing him backwards like a rag doll. He landed on his back a dozen meters away, squarely in the middle of the Reaper horde.